From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast. The earthquake and tsunami that struck Asia last Sunday dominated the voices in the news this past week.
People started screaming, "The water is coming, the water is coming."
Thousands of people are dead after a powerful earthquake struck off the Indonesian island of Sumatra today.
And I felt myself being rushed out to sea. I managed to grab on to hold of another boat, and within a couple of minutes, the whole bay was almost drained of water entirely, and I was on the seabed. My brother compared it to the dividing of the Red Sea. It was a kind of scene out of the Bible.
There was knowledge that a tsunami was being generated. That information was available, but the problem we ran into was that there was no system set up by which we could take that information and translate it into actions that the public could react to.
The devastation caused by yesterday's massive earthquake and tsunami has killed more than 14,000 people, including hundreds in Thailand.
Thailand's prime minister has said his officials don't need help from any more foreign search and rescue teams. There's not much more hope that survivors will be found. It's now pretty much an operation to recover bodies.
The waves pounded into the buildings that were right at the waterfront. Some of them were completely destroyed. And we're not talking about small wooden huts here. We're talking about concrete buildings that were smashed in.
Today, the government of Indonesia reported a dramatic increase in the number of dead there. It says the total now stands at more than 27,000.
On the outskirts of town, they have been digging some mass graves and putting up to 1,000 bodies at a time into these mass graves, just in the hope of getting them underground to avoid the potential for disease.
The number of dead in the region continues to rise. Estimates now put the figure at more than 76,000.
More than 100,000 people are now thought to have died in a dozen countries.
Today, an Indonesian official said it is quite likely that more than 100,000 people were killed on the island of Sumatra alone.
The number of dead from this week's earthquake and tsunamis is reported at 125,000 people.